You're listening to Unchained, a podcast that explores the meaning of freedom, the chains that hold us back, and how to break them to find freedom in life and business. I'm your host, Philip Ride, and I've been an entrepreneur and freelancer since the age of 16. I'm also an author, international speaker, and coach. On this podcast, I'm answering your burning questions, getting insights from people who have found their freedom, and taking you behind the scenes of coaching sessions. Email is dead. Have you heard? Okay, on a serious note, it's something that has been going around marketing circles for a long time. Everybody keeps saying, email's dead. Social media is a new thing, but email's been around for a while and it's still here. It's still doing well. The conversion rates are positive. And so for this episode, I just want to give some thoughts about email automations, building relationships, all that sort of stuff, having spent time building and designing emails and automations for billion-dollar brands. So there's going to be a couple of secrets that I'm going to share with you, but also some thoughts of how powerful these can be to support you as you are growing your business. So let's start with the first thing, email. Email, a great communication channel. It gives you the ability to regularly reach people in comparison to social media. Social media, we know you're playing the game with the algorithm. Email is slightly different in that if you build up the reputation of your sending domain, there's a greater chance you'll reach the inbox and people can then see your email. They can refer back to it. You know, if they leave it in their inbox, they can, you know, 3 days later, come back to it, read it again. It's a great communication channel. Now, not perfect. Just mentioned a couple of things there, deliverability, spam, all those sorts of things. And maybe that's for a different session. But email enables you to get into that inbox, which means you can actually start to have more of a direct conversation with people. You can build that relationship. They can get to know you. You can get to know them if they reply and respond. And it's really powerful when it comes to sales. If you look at any of the stats, the conversion rates on email, amazing. Which provides us with an opportunity. And this is where I start to lean on automation. If you're not familiar with automation, it's about creating structured flows of emails. It could be emails, it could be SMS, it could be other things. And it's about saying, okay, well, what's that flow that I want to take somebody through? And you may have already experienced this yourself. You may have registered for something online. It's like, oh, here's a free ebook or a guide for something or some recipes. You've put your email address in and then you've received an immediate follow-up that says, thanks, you've grabbed this thing. And then a day later, you may have had another email. And a day after that, there was another email. And a day after that, another email. That may have been an automated flow. Somebody could absolutely have been sitting there typing each day and sending you that email, but it's more likely that they'll have done all the hard work up front, they will have written those emails, plugged it into an automated flow, and then you're just receiving them. They will have set a delay, which means for you, if you are building a business or wanting to start, automated flows can help you save time. They can also help you build that relationship with people on your email list. But how do we go about that? What is it that we need to consider? Well, I've just given you the example of somebody registering in a form, putting an email address in, maybe a name, and saying, oh, I want this thing. Recipe, PDF, guide, chapters of a book, and that's what I am using at the minute. So I'm giving away the first 5 chapters of my book, Finally Find Freedom, and that's for free when people join my community. So they will put their email address in, they will get that, they will get that first email. And then the day after, they will get a second email that talks about, you know, some of my background stuff that isn't in the book. And there's a third email with some stories, and then a fourth email with an invitation, you know, to check out the membership community, the Freedom Hunters Club. And so that is an automated flow, which means you have exactly the same opportunity. You can build things for your business to say, okay, when somebody comes through the door or they, you know, put their email address into a form, what do I do? And I've had conversations with people and they're like, yeah, I've been sitting on email lists and I've done nothing with it. They signed up for something, that's great. And then I've done nothing with them. If you build automations and these automated flows of, you know, email communications, it gives you the opportunity to have regular touch points. Gives you the ability to build that relationship, help somebody understand a topic in more detail. So maybe they sign up and you've got a challenge that you want to put them through and it's a 10-day challenge. Rather than sending them an email manually every day, you could build that automated flow and say, okay, here's email 1, 2, 3, 4, and all the way up to 10. And then you build your automated flow and it will automatically send the next day's email to the person who registered for your challenge. You can use it for lots of other things as well, though. You can create automated flows for when somebody purchases something, or when they subscribe, or they cancel something, or, you know, they want to book a call with you. Maybe you have a couple of emails that say, oh, you know, here's a reminder, here's some information about the call, here's, you know, some other stuff that's worth checking out. Maybe it's a podcast, maybe it's your book on Amazon. There are lots of different things that you can use automated flows for. And I'm coming at this from the world where they did this for billion-dollar brands. And one of the most complex was for a streaming platform like Netflix. They had it, I was working for the company who provided the technology for them to go and build all these flows. And I then had responsibility for supporting them on the strategy and, okay, how do we piece these things together? What do you want your users to be able to do? How is that going to impact them? What do we need to communicate to them? And so customers, I'll call them customers, of this streaming platform, you know, they could buy a package. And so it's like, okay, here's a sport package, or here is a movies package, or here's an entertainment. Oh, you want WWE? Okay, well, that's a separate thing. That's an upgrade. So we had to have automated communications for when they upgraded and downgraded and renewed and, you know, potentially new stuff was coming. And all of this had to be built in a way where they didn't overlap, they didn't conflict. It was based on the behavior of the user when they went into their account. And it's like, oh, I can see that there's a new film package. Right, okay, maybe I'll grab that. Okay, you've upgraded, congratulations. Here's the first thing. Here's your email. Oh, and then the next one is, here's some films to check out. And so I had to think about all of those flows and how I could piece them together so that the communication was relevant to that customer. It took a while. There was lots of complexity. I think in the end we had about 50 different automated flows for different emails and behavior and triggers and all those sorts of things. But it's a powerful way, because once you've built it once, all you need to do is maybe go and make a couple of tweaks. Okay, some of that information's out of date. Great, I just update an email. Oh, I've got a different offer. Maybe I just go and update an email. So rather than having to manually send all of the time and all the information that you want to share with someone, you can put it into an automated flow. And it may be 3 emails, it may be 10, it may be that there's a delay and you take them through 1, 2, 3, 4, and it's in support of maybe they've registered for a course or something like that. And then you could potentially have a 30-day break. And then there's an automated email that's a feedback one. It's like, what did you think? I'm just doing the survey. I'd love to get your thoughts. But you can build all of that so it will automatically send that email communication after 30 days. And this is the power of automations. You can set up whatever it is you want. But a lot of people are scared about automations. And so the comment I'd like to give here, you know, you can take it as an exercise, is you just start to write down what's the type of communication you'd want to send and why. Why is it important for you to send that communication, either for you and your business or for the person who is on your email list? What is it that they have done that they need information about or that you want to signpost them to in relation to your business? If you mark that, if you just scribble on a piece of paper, it gives you a starting point to think about it. It's like, okay, so somebody registered for this thing. Maybe it is a lead magnet. It's the free PDF. It's the guide. It's the recipes, whatever it is in your world. What happens next? what is it going to be useful to send them to build that relationship? And that's just the easiest starting point. We don't need to necessarily worry about building those emails right now. You can hire other people to do that. You can hire people to build those automated flows, but it's about thinking what's right for your business. What makes the most sense? What's the communication that you want to have with people on your list? And then you can go about the process of building. I said you can hire people, you know, Fiverr and Upwork and various other places. I've done it for people. Build those automated flows, and then you can just set them there and have them running in the background so you can focus your time on something else. I'm a big fan of automated flows and processes, and I guide people on this because I know the value that they can have. I know the time that they can save in the long run. I know that they can support in building that relationship with your audience, the people on your list, your current customers, your future customers. And so I encourage you to think about, if you haven't already, how you can incorporate automations into your business. Save time, make more money, build the relationships, make your life easier, and help to grow your business more quickly because you don't have to send all of those communications manually every day. So there it is, automations, email. You know, I haven't gone into deliverability and best way to design an email and setting up your domains and all of those things. Today, I just wanted to focus on the power of email automations, those automated flows that you can create, and how they can support you in growing your business. So you can take this and, you know, sit, maybe have a coffee, discuss it with someone and go, okay, what would make the most sense? Maybe you've got a business partner, maybe it's your spouse. You can sit down and say, okay, what is the communication that it's going to be worth us sending? And then you can start to plan from there. And you can, over time, build those automations. You don't need to build them all straight away if you're not comfortable with that. But maybe that first one, how does somebody enter your world? How do they get onto your email lists? And if you haven't got an email list, maybe that's something for you to consider as well. How do you build that pool of people who are interested in what it is that you are doing, that you want to build a relationship with, and potentially turn into customers in the future? So maybe that's some homework, some light homework, thinking about how you build your email lists. And if you're beyond that step, great. Think about the automations that you can create that would be relevant for you, your business, your situation, and how you want to support people.